Hello, Cancer friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Cancer October 2021 Astrology Must Knows. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com or click on the link below this video. If you're watching the video format, the little more button with the arrow to see all the links to things that I give you for free each month. You don't want to miss any of the goodies that I make for you. This report is for you if Cancer is your sun sign or your moon sign or your rising sign, or even if you have Venus or Mars, Mercury in Cancer. This, what I'm going to share today, is part of your astrological picture. If you are late degree Cancer, so if your birthday is around July 11th through the rest of the sign, or you have 20 to 29 degree Cancer placements, and this is even more true the later we get into July and the later in degree, I highly recommend you additionally watch my Leo reports or listen to my Leo reports, because you cuspy people have a more complex read and you're going to need information from both reports to fill in your astrological picture. Okay, so as usual, we have so many things to talk about. I am calling this month the big wake up and eclipse rumblings, but I have a specific theme for Cancer, which I'm calling time to awaken the beast within, and I cannot wait to talk about those details. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek into some stuff we're going to do later, and then we're going to drill right into some messages that Spirit was screaming at me as I've been looking at the Cancer chart, and I'm very excited and honestly a little bit rowdy. To tell you this. So the first thing is that Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, Mercury are all waking up this month. So there's a distinct difference in the first part of the month, which is very retrograde, internal, not having clarity, things coming up from the past, highly emotional. And then towards the end of the month into November, we move into one of the best open periods for launches and making big decisions and big moves that we have for the whole year. So I've got a written timeline. I'm going to give you a sneak peek into November and December. We'll talk about the eclipses some. We'll talk a little bit about the Venus retrograde cycle. And to really prepare you to understand the energy of October, you'll have to understand some of the things about what's coming right after. Okay, so we're going to go into lots of detail about that. But let's start with what's getting me so rambunctious, which is that it's time to wake up this inner beast. Okay, so the first thing that really, really called out to me when I was looking at your chart, contemplating what I wanted to talk about today, is that you have been underestimated, okay? Not 100% of people are going to say, yes, Annie, this is exactly what I'm going through, but a very high percentage of people with Cancer placements are going to really, really feel this in your heart, in your soul, in your gut. Somebody has been underestimating you. Maybe everybody has been underestimating you. Maybe you've been underestimating yourself. Sometimes Cancers will fall under this this umbrella or this cloud of they're sweet, they're quiet, they're passive, they're, you know, sensitive. And a lot of times the first word that people describe Cancers aren't, you know, this rowdy beast that is in there that's waiting to come out. And as such, you get underestimated, okay? So there are people in your life that think that you can't do something, or that you can't do everything. There might be people in your life saying you can't be a successful parent and be successful in business. They might be saying you can't make your business dreams work. They might be saying you're not ready for kids. They might be saying you don't know how to manage your finances. You never will. They might be saying you'll never get your creative work out into the world. You'll never own your life. These kind of things that people might either be saying with their words, or they might be implying with what they're not saying, but you are feeling and you are taking on as your truth. It's time to awaken this inner beast for you to get rowdy and for you to bust out of this this imprint that other people are holding you in that you've taken on as your truth. Okay, there are a lot of things in the chart that are pointing towards this. The first thing is that Chiron is influencing your 10th house. Chiron brings the topic of woundedness, the topic of issues with self-confidence, and this is speaking to things about your parents, things that your parents told you or think about you. This has to do with your success in the business world. This has to do with you taking ownership of your life and being your own authority in your life. And so that, coupled with the fact that we've had Saturn moving through and now waking up in your eighth house, which has to do with your deep relationships, which again point towards your family, your people close to you, your intimate partners, these people, there is some heaviness there and some long-term issues, things that have not been worked out, and they are not letting you breathe or shine. And I'm not wanting you to judge or wanting you to blame. I'm wanting you to see how you've let yourself fall under the sway of other people's opinions, taken it on as your own, and lost your empowerment to other people's opinions. And now it is time to stop, okay? And I'm not saying that you should be mean or lash out, although some of this is going to involve finding your voice. I do highly recommend you do some writing exercises that get out the anger. Like, write a letter to the person saying, or people saying everything you wish you could say to them, and then maybe burn that letter and don't say that. But as you voice it, whether it's voicing it to somebody close to you or whether it's getting it all out, maybe on paper might be a place where you can be completely raw and don't hold back. Because the first stage of this is that you have to get out the emotion, but getting it out to the person might not yield what you're trying to accomplish, okay? And part of that's true because, again, we also have another thing going on here, which has been Mercury retrograde, okay? So Mercury has been influencing different areas of your chart, but there is a storyline of your fourth house being affected, which is your home and family. And it's in the sign of Libra, which is partnerships and relationships, okay? So coming from multiple placements in the chart is this story of questioning what you're telling people. Many, many, many Cancers, in the effort to share and be intimate and feel that closeness and that connection with people close to them, they will tell them too much. There are people in your life, almost guaranteed that most of you, if not all of you, are telling people in your life too much about your life. You're letting yourself be judged by them. You know that they're going to judge you, and you know as soon as it comes out of your mouth that it's some way going to be used against you. So your work now, and Saturn waking up is helping with this in your eighth house, is to assert yourself by setting boundaries. Some of those boundaries are going to be spoken, they're going to be vocal, they're going to have to be clear, and they're going to be tested, and you are going to have to hold them. But some of those boundaries are unspoken, in the form of holding back information that you know the other person is not going to encourage you to do what you know you have to do, okay? So the silent, I don't want to say weapon, but we'll say the silent tool that you have as you're claiming your empowerment at this time is in your silence, okay? So there are places where you were silent where you'll have to voice. There are places where you weren't silent and where you were slipping out your energy, and then people were holding you in a box because of things that you said. Sometimes things that you're saying are not things that you actually mean. They're just passing thoughts, like stream of consciousness. If you're in emotional connection with someone and you're talking to them and you're saying some things that you're thinking or you're afraid of, and then those words come out, and the people in your life might be holding you to something that was only meant to be a stream of consciousness thought that came out for a second but isn't really actually the truth of it. Okay, so this is so important for Cancers right now, because this cycle is awakening in you the chance to have it all, the chance to not be hemmed in, to not be bound by things that happened in the past, to not be bound by other people's opinions, and to summon your inner strength through silence and through exercises where you're voicing and acknowledging in a safe space where the other person that could, attack you is not going to be able to attack you because you're not telling them the things that they would attack you about, okay? So there's something about many Cancer placements that really, really longs for that intimacy and relationships, and sometimes intimacy is opened up by the sharing of your heart space. So you'll have to find those people in your life, and they are there. They've been underutilized, where you can speak to them without judgment. You know that they're going to be positive, and you know they're going to be supportive. And if you don't have those people in your life, this is a time to start seeking them out through a forum, through a course, through a counselor, through something, some kind of outlet where you can have a sounding board, be someone that is super positive for you and empowering for you, that knows what you have inside, knows that it wants to come out. So this Chiron moving through the 10th house is just part of the story here. Another layer of this is that it's squaring the Cancer energy. That's part of where the pressure is coming to prove yourself in your work, or prove yourself if you're a person that doesn't need income or is retired. Prove yourself with what you've got, what you've come to bring to the world, what your purpose is, you know, and getting clarity with that, defining yourself with your purpose and your redefinition of who you are through you figuring out clarity about your purpose and you asserting that regardless. Okay, so it's very, very, very exciting. And, you know, there are times where the charts just really, really, really get loud and it gets me really, you know, fired up. And this is one of those times. So if you have to share something with a family member or somebody close to you and you think it might not go well, I would suggest using October, unless there's some other pressing deadline or your intuition is telling you otherwise, use the bulk of October to work with these processes. One of my favorite processes that I've used for almost, gosh, I've had this book for probably 18 years and I'm still using it and it still helps me. It's a book called Marriage of Spirit by Leslie Temple Thurston. You would think that I made buku bucks by recommending this book by how often I do it, but I don't. I don't make any money from it. I just want you to use it because it helps you. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it used on Amazon. And of specific interest in this book, you can even skip through all of the parts except the second chapter or the second section, which is the written exercises. These are the most productive writing spiritual exercises I have ever come across in all of my seeking and learning and teaching. Okay, and if you can do those types of exercises, or even just what I said, writing a letter and ripping it up and then, you know, sort of clearing the charge off of things, then when you come to have the conversation with people where you have to set the boundaries, you'll have a golden period for this in November, which we're going to talk about when we get into that segment. Then when you have that golden period and you are ready to discuss it, you're not going to be held back by the charge that was that would interfere with the clarity of your message and the clarity of your presence. You are going to be setting boundaries with people. You can do that lovingly. You can assert your boundaries and hold them. Conversations that happen in this month might be a little bit more difficult and challenged. That's why I suggest using inner work at this time and waiting till the stars are a little bit more clear in November if possible. And then doing the work and then being able to enter with clarity into those conversations. But it's a very exciting time for you. Okay, so let's see what else I wanted to talk about. So another major must-know for Cancer this month is that we do have more challenging aspects compared to sweet ones again this month. An annoying trend that started in June, July, August, September, and October, we have this yucky ratio of annoying jolts. But these are things that pass pretty quickly. They're not like the big monster outer planet aspects that we've been dealing with in other months of this year and that we will deal with again at the end of the year. But it's more just like nuisance bumps in the road as you're driving and you get jostled. The way that I'm framing this is that if you imagine the jostling of going over a speed bump, you know, being annoying, throwing you off, annoying your shocks on your car. But you can also think about that as shaking things loose. There are some stodgy things within you that want to be let loose, and they might have to be shaken a little bit in order to do that. You can also think about it as that another one of my favorite inner work resources is the Presence Process by Michael Brown. I've done this Presence Process. It's a 10-week journey, and I've done it, let's see, 9 times over the course of 7 years, an imprinting cycle. And now I'm still working with it, even after, you know, it's been about a decade now. And it still has gifts, you know, and it's like $15. And it's amazing. And he purposely doesn't train practitioners to do this work. He wants you to just do it with yourself. And one of the things he talks about is how the charge and the things that are not us is like oil that if you have stillness and you do your inner work, it bubbles up to the top. Then when we get jostled, sometimes it gets, mixed in, the oil gets mixed in with the other liquid. And then when you process out the charge, it gets back up off on the top and then you can scoop it off. And then you have more clarity, more truth in your being, and the essence of yourself is shining through more and more. So you can just see these little jolts that will come at this time as encouragement to start to see the difference between the charge and the imprinting and the things that are your authentic self. Okay, so now we have a lot to discuss with the eclipse rumblings, the timeline for the eclipses, some information about the eclipse cycle that's closing out and the one that's starting. And the reason we're talking about this now is because the first eclipse is in November, but eclipse season starts 4 to 6 weeks before the first eclipse. So that's pretty much all of October. Those big news, big trajectory shifts, you know, that excitement for new change, that change in the wind, you know, that saying goodbye and saying hello, you know, cycle that we have twice a year that we've kind of been in a little break from. Now it's starting again in October. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to best use the earlier part of October and how to best use the latter part of October. I have a nice little checklist for you. And so let's go into all of those visuals now. Okay, so to understand the theme, the big wake up for October 2021, it's easier, I think, to see it in a visual context and also to understand October compared to November and December, and what we've got going on in this cluster of time will help you to better understand the energy of this month. All right, so the first thing of note that we've got going on is that these outer planets are waking up. So Pluto on October 6th, Saturn on the 11th, Jupiter on the 18th, and then we've got Mercury also waking up. This is an inner planet, but we've still been in this Mercury retrograde period, you know, since September. So the energy for the first half or so of the month is very much retrograde, okay? And then every day, 19th, 20th, 21st, every day we march into October, later in the month, these energies that just woke up start to get stronger. All right, so by the time we're at November 3rd, Mercury retrograde is clear and we enter this golden period of the 3rd through the 17th before the Venus shadow period starts. Venus shadow starts November 18th, gets stronger as the month of November goes on. Venus goes retrograde on December 19th. Okay, so you can see this time between November 3rd and the 17th is this golden opening where these planets have gained a lot of momentum. Mercury is completely strong. Venus has not yet started to slip. So now that we understand this, we'll get back to some of these other pieces here. Let's talk about the retro energies and direct energies and how you use them differently. So basically, the first half of October, we'll say through, of course, the 18th, because that's when everything goes direct. It's very strong in this, and this lingers throughout October, but it starts to get lighter and lighter as the month goes on. And as the month goes on, it gets more into these energies. And then the 3rd through the 17th of November is really, really strong with this energy, okay? So in retrograde time, we want to deal with what comes up more rather than trying to do future planning or, you know, think too much ahead. We want to clear out clutter in any area of our lives, our health, our relationships, our houses, our desk. We want to leave things unscheduled because last minute magic can show up, and the more space you have to receive it, the better. This is a fantastic time for research, not as much the big launches and decisions and agreements and all of this stuff, unless it's unavoidable, but researching these things and making, you know, your pros and cons list, getting information so that you can strike when the iron's hot. The retro time, so, you know, it's basically all of October, but especially through around the 18th, we want to wrap up loose ends and finish old projects. Also, retrogrades are known for confusion, where you can't see that far ahead. You're not sure about what you want to do with any of these kind of things, you know. And if you know that that's happening, then it's okay because you know that it's likely going to clear. It's a time to be in the moment, and it's a time to honor the flow and not force anything. Now, as we get later in October, you'll start to feel the clarity coming back, especially once we get into November, the zest and ideas for new projects, things like big launches, like getting your book out, your creative babies of any sort, your big decisions, your agreements, your paperwork, your investing, your moves, anything like that, future planning, and that back to push and initiate mode, away from the don't force mode, is another important change that starts to evolve as October goes on. And the more you can do these things in this November 3rd through 17th, you'll have all of the oomph of the direct motion. And I always liken this time to when the tide is going out. Retrograde is like when the tide is going in. If you try to push a message in a bottle out on the shore, you know, to go out to the sea, it's probably going to come bobbing right back to you. That's why these things are better indicated in the retrograde time. But as we move into the direct time, it's time to put your boat afloat, to have the action of the tides going out, you know, to put your bottle out to sea, to put all of your energy out there, because you have oomph. Now, as we get into the 18th, the tides from the Venus perspective start slowly rolling in, okay? But there is quite a bit of usable, what I call usable energy for the rest of November. And I'm just giving you this little sneak peek to understand this, even though we're talking about October, because October is more in this retrograde mode. And then November is more in this direct mode, you see? So this will help you to better guide your actions in October to understand the energies of November more. But you will have some usable energy for the rest of November. You just have to use it with caution. And you, if you want to get a sneak peek about this, we'll talk about this more in the November report. But look for Annie Botticelli Venus Retrograde. I have a whole Venus and Retrograde blog series. I've got a really great detailed video. And also my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, has a very big section on these Venus retrograde energies. Okay, so now back to this energy in October. We also have at the beginning of the month, eclipse season is beginning, okay? Because the first eclipse is November 19th, but eclipse season starts around 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse. So that places us right back here at the beginning of October. Okay, so besides this big wake up for these outer planets and Mercury, we've got eclipse season beginning. So, you know, those life-changing pieces of information, those life-changing experiences, those very big goodbyes, those very big hellos. And this is a very big wrap up because this season holds the last eclipse in the Sagittarius Gemini cycle. So what we're wrapping up here, and this energy is starting to make itself manifest in October, which is why we're talking about it now, the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle has been in effect since around March 2020. And everybody remembers that month will go down in infamy when the world shut down. So things wrapping up at this time. Also, if you want to have some context, you can think back. So basically, it was the eclipse cycle was from May 2020, but again, the 4 to 6 week period started us in March through around January of 2022. Okay, so we're here in October, we're starting to get the pieces falling together of closing out this cycle. If you want to have context as to when the last time that cycle happened, the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle, it was around 2010 to 2012. So you might see some similar storylines that came up at that time. Now, what we're starting in this new cycle is the Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle. And of course, we'll go into way more details about this in the November and December reports when the actual eclipses occur. But it's important for you to know these things now because the eclipse season starts in early October. So think back to the end of 2002 and to like through 2003 and then the second half of 2012 to early 2014. Then we've got now August 2021 through the end of 2023. And the reason why we have August here is because we do start to see a few months even before the eclipse cycle begins, that sometimes little hints will come in. So that's very, very sensitive, you know, might be harder to see that energy. So we'll just put it back to October 2021 through the end of 2023 is the Taurus Scorpio cycle. So the things that are coming in now are going to really be big players through the end of 2023. And we'll go into details about exactly where that hits in your chart in the November and December reports. For our purposes for October, just know that it's a big wrap up of the old eclipse cycle and the big beginning of the new eclipse cycle as this eclipse season starts this month. Okay, so I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of October 2021 and beyond. If you would like even more information, definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the things that I do for you each month, the connection to my podcast and my Pinterest and my school and my blogs and all of that you can find there. If you would like to be an astrologer as your profession or just to do it to help your friends and family and yourself, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I put a lot of details into these monthly reports, month after month, year after year, you should see what goes on, the comprehensive nature of that course, which you can see at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!